And next month, the new Broadway revival of the musical 1776 opens its national tour in Philadelphia. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the revival looks at sounds different from the original production. It looks and sounds different from the production from 54 years ago.
The songs of 1776 are supposed to be sung by the country's founding fathers as they debate the proposed Declaration of Independence. But in this revival, there is not a white man anywhere on stage. The entire cast is multiple representations of race, gender, and ethnicity, people who were not even considered at the time of the writing of the Declaration. The alternative casting gives the songs new shades of meaning, but director Diane Paulus did not change any of the words written by Peter Stone in 1968.
You've got your songs, which, you know, everybody usually loves the songs of a musical, and this one has some great ones, Mama Looks Sharp, Down John, you know, people's favorites. But the writing that Peter Stone did, the dialogue scenes, was so relevant. I read it and I thought, this could be what's going on in our congressional floor today.
1776 closed on Broadway on Sunday and will start a 16-city tour next month, launching at the Force Theater in Philadelphia from February 14th through the 26th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.